Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. The Reverend Benjamin Ball is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading is St. Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. They came to the other side of the sea, the country of the Gerasenes. And Jesus had stepped out of the boat. Immediately there met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him and cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God to not torment me." For he was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him, saying, "Send us to the pigs, let us enter them." So he gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea. The herdsmen fled and told it in the city and in the country. And people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and the pigs. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. And he did not permit it, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And everyone marvel. O Lord, have mercy on us.
And thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It really is a wild story. A legion of demons, not wanting to be cast out of the country, but to go into pigs. This man who had been given supernatural strength by this legion of satanic hosts, unable to be shackled by anyone. When Jesus comes, then everything will be right again. Jesus comes as one who is stronger than the legion of satanic demons. Stronger than anything. But he comes, of course, in weakness and humility. How does he heal the man? With words. With his words. That's how Jesus brings healing and defeat of demonic powers. Of course, by his words that are joined to his actions. The crucifixion is a wild story. Wild in that our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to endure the pain and shame of taking our sins into his own body. He cast the demons out of the man into the body of pigs, thousands of them, unclean. Jesus
takes billions of sinner sins into his body, he becomes unclean and he dies a sinner's death. This is what the Lord has done for you. Bearing your sin, you're giving in to satanic power. You're giving in to the lies of the devil, your flesh, and this world. Giving you complete forgiveness by his word. And he tells you by his word that you are a child of his Father and that you are beloved. How much, like the man whom Jesus healed in the gospel, do we then want to be with him and be near him, close to him, where he's promised to be? The man who had been possessed and was now set free in his right mind and clothed, he wants to be near the one who gave him life and restoration and peace. No longer living among the dead, he wants to be with the one who lives forever. And so do we. But we don't see Jesus now. We are sent into this world, to our homes and to our friends, to speak the same words that we have heard and received. Jesus told the man, "You go home and you tell everybody, your family, your friends, how much the Lord has done for you." And that's how your life is lived. Telling everyone how much the Lord has done for you in forgiving you all your sins and giving you the peace that is beyond all understanding, and how the same living Lord has done it for them. And he has. Pastors' tasks are many, but chiefly they are to tell people all that the Lord has done for them. Pastor Denzer is one such pastor. For these 10 years, both in North Dakota and here, he's been telling people all that the Lord Jesus has done. We give thanks for his ministry, for his faithful preaching of the forgiveness of sins this day for these 10 years. And we, together, in this place and throughout the world, are dedicated to that same preaching of the word. All that the Lord Jesus has done for us and for all. His defeat of the devil and all his hosts. His victory over death and the forgiveness of sins by his blood and the everlasting life that is ours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.